It's Bear Country 95.3, and that is Sam Hunt with Take Your Time. It's Tuesday morning, just before 8 o'clock. Is it raining, Mick?
It is. It's not pouring, though.
It's supposed to pour.
So the old man is currently not snoring.
Now Mick just did a big radio guy faux pas, okay? As he walked into the Bear Country studio, I was here with my headphones on,
right.
And I was distracted by something online, like I usually am, by the way. And he pokes me in my back, and it was almost at the point where I need some new underwear.
It's a good thing your machete was in the other corner. Instead of right by your side.
Mick is from Montague Webworks, and every Tuesday morning we go online with Mick, and he introduces us to a new website. All right, Mick, let's go. Let's go online.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You strapped in?
I'm ready.
Bated breath? All right,
I'll get on with it.
So we got a three-day weekend coming up this weekend, and sometimes when we have holidays, I like to slip a little bit of history in now and then.
You're the history buff, Mick, and I really appreciate that.
I hated history when I was in school, but I find it now fascinating, and it's, you know, and you got to learn from something, right? And why not history? Anyway, so this weekend, as you may know, if you have the day off, is Patriots Day is on Monday,
yes.
So I looked it up, and there's a website called publicholidays.us.
Oh.
Publicholidays.us, and it's just a list of all the holidays, and you can click on each one and find out what it's about.
Uh-huh.
What it is about.
Right.
So Friday Saturday, April 16th is D.C. Emancipation Day. So there's another one.
Hmm.
So I'll do them both. We all know about the Emancipation Proclamation, but before that, there was D.C. There was they called it the Emancipation Compensation Act.
Huh.
And it was only for the District of Columbia.
Right.
And what Lincoln knew that he wouldn't be able to make the proclamation because he didn't have the support of everybody. So that came 9 months later. This one was an act just for slave owners in the District of Columbia, in Washington, D.C., because
gotcha.
That's a federal sort of state.
Right. They ruled that land.
They ruled that land. So he could just make an act and boom, it happens. Any president, including, you know, the current one. So he said, we're going to free them all and we're going to pay the slave owners $300 for each slave that has just been freed. So that
gotcha.
Was that's why it's called the compensated emancipation thing. So that happens on Saturday. And then, of course, Monday is Patriots Day, the shot heard around the world and all that. Battle of Lexington and Concord.
Well, you know, you grew up in New York. I grew up in Connecticut.
We didn't have it.
No Patriots Day. It's just Massachusetts and Maine, right?
Yes, Massachusetts and Maine, that's it.
Because I hear a lot of people in New Hampshire complaining about it as well.
Yeah. Well,
they don't get to
New Jersey, come on. Connecticut, come on. Anyway, but it's interesting. One thing I didn't know, and I learned a little bit of history here, and, you know, it's only like three paragraphs per, so Patriots, publicholidays.us, highly advocate because it's really short stuff, but they were at the Redcoats, the British were actually looking for
a bathroom.
They were looking for a bathroom. No, they were looking for Sam Adams because they found out.
Oh, they were looking for beer.
They found out that he was the guy that instigated the Boston Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, that's the guy.
Yes,
they went to Lexington first.
This is all true. Yeah.
This is all true. It's in history.
The Redcoats are coming.
For some reason, I didn't know that. And he was being hid by John Adams. John Adams hid Sam Adams. No, I got it wrong. Anyway, look it up and you'll read it all. I'm having a hard time finding the paragraph right here in front. Oh, John Hancock. That's what it was. John Hancock helped hide Sam Adams in Lexington. So then they went to Concord to find the munitions, but they had moved it. But in the meantime, they hid in the hills, and that was the beginning, and shot at the British as they were trying to cross the bridge. That was a shot heard around the world, and that was the beginning of our American Revolution. And it also signified the first time that...
You should be just a history teacher or something.
Well, it's kind of cool.
Listen to you go.
Warfare at the time, the British would stand in front of you in lines and don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah,
so it was
sort
of like, you know, chessboard pieces, like line them up and then let them go and see how many fall.
Right.
And
they would shoot first and then the people, then they would kneel down and the guys behind them would shoot and then they'd kneel down. And that's how they fought.
Right. And then it's your turn. It's like, no. So the Americans hid, you know, in the hills and behind the trees.
The Minutemen.
Took them down.
Mick is from Montague Webworks.
And not your high school.
It is not teaching history at high school. Although, I think that could be a possible ability for you one day. All right. Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store. And you will notice that you can get $100 gift certificates for only $70. What can you use them for at Montague Webworks? There's a lot of different things. But most people buy those gift certificates and they have Mick create their new website or refurbish their old website at a 30% discount. Great deal.
That's right. It is a good deal, and I enjoy doing it. And most of the jobs that I do are fixing up people's websites. They're like, oh, I tried it on my own. I don't have time. I don't know how to do it. It looks horrible. Can you help me out? And they buy them, and I say, sure.
There you go. Montague Webworks on our 30% off store. The link is at bear953.com.